Morning.
Morning, Khaleb.
Morning, Michelle. Very quiet.
One of the members, I think, is the time to start our session. It's 10 o'clock. I think we all ready. Good morning, honorable members. Compliments of the new year. On behalf of the committee, I would like to wish all the members of this committee a happy, a healthier, and a wonderful year 2021. I know, of course, that we are all have been affected indirectly or directly by the pandemic that has attacked the entire world and also affected South Africa severely. I hope this year, therefore, we will be blessed by the reduction in the deaths and the ultimately overcoming this pandemic. Honorable members, welcome all of you to this portfolio committee session, which is the first session since we started the year. This meeting is intended to strictly deal with, of course, the minutes of previous session. Before I go further, I would like to acknowledge the changes that has been taking place in our committee. One of our members who have departed, who is no longer with us, Honorable Mpumlwana. We'll remember that Honorable Mpumlwana replaced in this committee Honorable Dlamini, who departed after a short illness. Now Honorable Mpumlwana also succumbed to the pandemic. Therefore, I would like us to also take this opportunity to have a 1 second, 1 minute of respect to Honorable Mpumlwana by bowing our head in sympathy with sympathy with the family and uh, Therefore, Honorable Michelle will be replacing Honorable Marais in the committee from the DA side. I don't want to further elaborate on anything, Honorable members. We have those changes. We are expecting also the ANC will be doing some changes in the light of the passing of Honorable Pumlwana. For now, let me continue with the section is intended to adopt the minutes. We have been having session, but not getting an opportunity to adopt this minute, and ended up having implication. On our that's not the issue, and there's nothing like that as far as we are concerned. There's only one person who announcing anything relating to the cabinet here is the president. Therefore, let's focus on our members. Good morning to you, Honorable Mawotra. Secretary?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure about what do members prefer. In fact, the minutes are 21 sets, but we need to place them on record in terms of which minutes are they. They were sent to members 3 weeks ago to ensure that there is enough time for members to peruse. So the proposal that you have is that I go through each minute, but we don't go into the detail of each minute, but we can propose perhaps that the members send their inputs for the amendments to the secretary of the committee so that I can make the necessary amendments instead of going through each page by page. If K were the chair and the members.
Okay. Honorable members, can you propose the way in light of what the secretary has suggested? Can I get suggestions where the go to one by one, or we do what they meant? Yes, Honorable Shabalala.
Thank you so much, Chair. Compliments to everybody of the new season, and so on, Comrade Maud. Chair, on the minutes, I think what we can do is to for comment this time.
Ask the members to raise questions.
And the minutes is. Just to highlight.
Do
so you can see the minutes of the 17th of September, and then we was. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Shabalala.
Chair, you are muted. You are muted. The person, unmute yourself.
Okay.
The person,
I will.
Yeah.
Okay. The minutes of the they were in chronological between it was a meeting. There weren't resolutions taken for that particular meeting.
Okay. I see those minutes. The minutes of the 2nd of September.
Yes. The minutes the minutes of 3 June 2020, it was a joint meeting with the Select Committee on Public Enterprises and Communication. It was a briefing by ESCOM on the recovery plan and progress with the unbundling of ESCOM into three independent entities. That meeting was also attended by the Minister, Deputy Minister, the leadership of ESCOM. So that meeting basically dealt with the turnaround plan of ESCOM, also in terms of how far the company is in terms of the turnaround the thing. Also that particular meeting, because it was a briefing, the committee didn't take decisions in that particular meeting. But the details of the discussions are in the minutes. The meeting of 8 July 2020. Also it was also a joint meeting with the Select Committee on Public Enterprises and Communications. It was a briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises on the adjusted budget. This was post the budget that was done by the Minister of Finance. So they were basically, the department was briefing us on how the department has been affected by the budget cuts that were inserted in all government departments. And then, but that particular meeting, It was basically for the committee just to understand as to how the committee department will be affected. So that particular meeting, there weren't serious recommendations or that were done, because we already, all the things that we have articulated, they are in the budgetary review and the recommendations report that we did for the adjusted budget. On the 11th of November 2020, DPE briefed us on the forensic investigation report at Alexco and its progress on the turnaround strategy. That meeting was attended by the DG, who led the presentation. So the briefing, the presentation on the forensic investigation basically briefed us that the matter was still underway, and the committee, the report will be shared with the Zondo Commission, and then they also said that there will be further investigations that will be undertaken by other law enforcement agencies. On the turnaround strategy, the committee, the studies that they have undertaken, they had also given the committee different options that have come up as recommendations from the investigations that they have made. And the members do have the observations of the members of the committee and the responses that were given. In terms of the conclusions of that meeting, the committee read that there was a resolution that there will be a need to interact with different stakeholders during the oversight visit to Alexco. Furthermore, the committee will have a meeting with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform to get an understanding why this process has taken that long to resolve issues relating to the community and why it cannot resolve issues of governance. The department should hand over the forensic investigation report to law enforcement agencies for further investigation and prosecution. That was the meeting of the 11th. On the meeting of the 14th of October, it was the meeting of the Department of Public Enterprises briefing us on the third and fourth quarter financial performance report of the department and service delivery performance. This is in line with the statutory report that put members of departments forward to Parliament. That briefing basically was giving us a breakdown of how the department has been spending in terms of per quarter targets. There weren't serious resolutions for that particular meeting. The meeting of the 17th of June 2020 was a joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises and the Select Committee on Public Enterprises and Communication. Basically, it was a briefing by Danielle on the update on the implementation of their turnaround plan. The meeting was attended by the deputy minister who led the leadership of Danel. So the leadership of Danel presented the status quo of what is happening in the company and how far they are in terms of turning around the institution. The observations of the committee are captured, as well as the responses that we got from the day. Since that was a briefing, there weren't decisions that were taken in that particular meeting. The minutes of the 18th of November 2020, that was the briefing by Transnet on their annual report and financial statements, and also the adoption of the budgetary review and recommendations report. The meeting was Transnet was led by the Director General. Transnet presented the annual report. We have also captured the observations and responses of the committee on the particular meeting, and the issues that were raised with regards to the consideration and adoption of the budget vote report, budgetary review and recommendations report. The meeting of the 20th of May 2020, it was a joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises and the Select Committee on Public Enterprises and Communication. It was a briefing by the DPE on their strategic plan. and budget for 2020-2021. That was the meeting that also informed the budgetary review and recommendations report. The meeting was led by the DG of the Department of Public Enterprises. The meeting also, the minutes do have the observations that were made by the committee and recommendations made by the committee in relation to the strategic plan of the department. The meeting of the 25th of November 2020 the meeting was briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises. Oh, I've already done that in those minutes. The meeting of the 2nd of June 2020 was basically the meeting where we considered and adopted the budget vote report of the portfolio committee. The meeting of the 4th of November 2020, it was briefing by Auditor General of South Africa on the audit outcomes for the Department of Public Enterprises for the 2019-20 financial year, and also where the department briefed the committee on the annual report for 2019-2020. The meeting was led by the Deputy Minister of Public Enterprises and the DG, and the AG did brief the committee on the audit outcomes, but however, it informed the committee that most of the portfolio, the SOEs had not tabled their annual reports, hence they were unable to make the findings on the state-owned companies. And then the department did brief the committee on the annual report, and the budget vote report was submitted to committee secretariat. The minutes of the 6th of May 2020, it was a briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise on the latest developments in state-owned companies, which was an update meeting. The presentation was led by the Minister of Public Enterprises, who briefed the committee on Transnet and all the state-owned companies in terms of the challenges that are and how far the department was with resolving issues in state-owned companies. The meeting of the 10th of June 2020 was a joint meeting with the Portfolio Select Committee on Public Enterprises. That one was a briefing by staff call on update on the implementation of the turnaround plan and diversification program. That meeting was led by the Deputy Minister leading the board of SAFCOL. The committee was briefed there by the DG and the Deputy Minister and the leadership of SAFCOL in terms of the challenges facing the company and how far the committee was. The committee did raise observations in that particular meeting, which are captured. The meeting of the 15th of July 2020 was just the consideration and adoption of the adjusted budget vote report of the committee. The meeting of 19 August 2020 was the Department of Public Enterprises briefing the committee on progress made in addressing governance challenges. The meeting was attended by the DG, who made the presentation on behalf of the department on the all state-owned companies and what are the challenges and how far the committee was in terms of how far the department was in terms of resolving the issues that the committee raised. Then there's a meeting of the 21 of October 2020. It was on the challenges facing Denel. The meeting was attended by the Deputy Minister and the leadership of Denel, where the committee raised was briefed on how far the board was in terms of addressing the issues, and the minutes do capture the observations and responses that were made in the meeting. The meeting of the 24th of June 2020 was a joint meeting with Mineral Resources and Energy. This meeting was the meeting that dealt with briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises and ESCOM on their responses to the independent electricity management operator bill. This particular meeting was led by the DG of the Department of Public Enterprises. That was the meeting where the department and the ESCOM were not ready to present their input on the bill. On the 25th of August 2020, there was another briefing on the independent electricity management operator bill. This is where the department had a input on the bill and informed the committee that the IMO bill is a policy matter which fell under the domain of the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, but otherwise the department could only express a view but could not make policy proposition on the bill. On the meeting of the 27th of May 2020, it was a joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises and the Select Committee on Public Enterprise and Communication, where the administrator of Alexco briefed us on the forensic investigation and the future role of SAFCOL. The meeting was led by the Deputy Minister and the administrator of Alexco. That's where the committee was briefed on what were the findings of the issues that were raised, that were investigated by the Department of Public Enterprises. And then on the meeting of the 31st of July 2020, it is a meeting where we considered a petition from the Jamestown community of Stellenbosch. That meeting the petition was presented by Honorable Schreiber. Also the councillors were present in that particular meeting. And the committee did make observation, and the resolution of the committee on that particular petition was that the ESCOM and Stellenbosch municipality should go back to the discussion table to expedite the transfer of the maintenance of streetlights to the municipality. The committee agreed that there was no need to submit the petition as it was still premature and the two parties had not yet reached a deadlock. I think those are all the minutes that were outstanding, Chairperson.
Yes, Secretary, thank you so much. Honorable members, that the list of the minutes of things we have last year. Can I get somebody to adopt? Honorable members, the platform is for you.
Thanks, Chair. My hand is up, Mkwanazi.
Yes, Honorable Mkwanazi.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks to the Secretary for presenting the set of minutes. I move that we adopt the minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Mkwanazi. Any second?
Second, Chair.
Yeah, yes, Honorable Kumede. Honorable Mawatwe.
I was before Honorable Kumede.
Okay.
We must adopt the minutes one by one. We can't have a blanket adoption of minutes. It defeats the whole purpose. And each minute must actually reflect who adopted and who seconded. So I suggest we do exactly what Gisan has just done, going through the first one, and then we adopt it, going to the second one, adopt it like that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. That actually makes sense. Honorable members, can we do that? We are on the 2nd of September. The minutes, the Portfolio Committee of Public Enterprise briefed by Transnet on financial and governance challenges facing the company. Any person adopting there?
2nd September 2020 minutes. I move for the adoption. It's Member Mkwanazi.
Thank you, Honorable Member Mkwanazi. The second.
Chairperson, Honorable Piri.
Honorable Piri.
I second the minutes as adopted by Honorable Mkwanazi.
Thank you, Honorable Piri.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Kumede.
Chair, second. It's just a sign that I'm in.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. The minutes of the 3rd of June, honourable members, briefing by Eskom on the recovery plan and progress with the unbundling of Eskom into three entities.
Chairperson, the name is Comrade Member Judith Tshabalala. I move for the adoption of those minutes as read and presented by the secretary.
Honourable Member Judith Tshabalala, the seconder.
It's Honorable Mkwanazi. I second Honorable Tshabalala.
Honorable Mkwanazi is seconding Honorable Tshabalala. The minutes of the 8th July, Honorable Mawotwe. You proposed a nice process, but you since disappeared. Just like reminding you what we are moving according to your suggestion here. And now when the work has to actually take place, you are diving. The briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise on its adjusted budget 2020-21. Honorable members.
Chairperson, Honorable Tshabalala, I move for the adoption.
Honorable Tshabalala again proposed adoption of the minutes. Any seconder?
Comrade Chair.
Honorable Chair.
Comrade. Honorable Chair.
Okay, Honorable Kubete.
I second Honorable Tshabalala.
Thank you, Honorable Kumede. Minutes adopted. On the 11th of November, briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise on the forensic investigation report at Alexco and turnaround strategy. Honorable members.
Honorable Mkwanazi, I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 11th.
Honorable
of November 2020.
Adopted the minutes of the 11th November 2020. Is there any seconder?
Honorable Chair.
Honorable Kumede.
I second that the minutes be adopted as proposed. Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Kumed. My gadget is stuck in now. I think we are on the 20th May. Yes, 20th May. The meeting briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise on the strategic plan for 2020-2021 budget. Members,
Honorable Piri, Comrade Chair.
Honorable Piri,
I propose the adoption of the minutes of the 20th as written. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Piri. Any second, Honorable Members?
Judith Chabalala, I second the minutes as presented. Thank you.
Honorable Judith Chabalala, the minutes adopted. On the 17th of June, briefing by Dineo on update on the implementation of the turnaround plan. Honorable Members?
Honorable Mkhwanazi, I move for the adoption.
Honorable Mkhwanazi is moving for the adoption. And the second, Honorable Kumede?
Sir, I move that the minutes be adopted as raised.
Thank you, Honorable Kumede. We are on the 18th November. Briefing by Transnet on the annual report and financial statement for 2019-2020 financial year, consideration and adoption of the budgetary review and recommendation report. Honorable Members.
Piri, Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes as you presented them. Thanks, Chair.
Honorable Piri, propose adoption of the minutes as presented. Is there any seconder?
Honorable Chabalala, I second the adoption of the minutes as presented and read by the Secretary. Thank you.
Honorable Chabalala is proposing a minute seconding. Honorable Chabalala, please check your colleague and friend. He seems to be disappeared now, and we're in this exercise because of wonderful.
Comrade did a great job, Chair. Don't worry, I'm here.
TG, come in, please.
On the 20th of May, briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises on its strategic plan for 2020-2021 budget. Honorable Members.
Honorable Chairperson, name is Judith Chabalala. I propose that we move for adoption of the set of minutes as read and presented by the Secretary. And I also move that Comrade Kachalia raises his voice, please. Thanks.
Honorable Chabalala, moving the adoption of the minutes, and would like to hear the voice of our fellow member of this committee, Honorable Kashali. I miss that voice too.
Well, I will provide my voice to say that it is not necessary for me to raise my voice. The job is under me now by my colleague.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I just appreciate the voice. Is there any second there?
I second Honorable Chair, Honorable Judith, for the proposal of adoption.
Okay, Honorable Piri seconded to the adoption. The minutes of the 25th November. Briefing by ESCOM on the annual report and financial statement for 2019-2020 financial year. Honorable Members? Honorable Members?
Honorable Mkhwanazi, I move for the adoption,
Chair. I see Honorable Mkhwanazi propose the adoption of these minutes as presented. Any seconder? I see Honorable Kumede.
Okay. Yes. I second the proposal that these minutes be accepted.
Seconded by Honorable Gumede. The minutes of the 2nd of June 2020, consideration adoption of the draft budget vote report. Honorable members, I see Honorable Gumede once again.
Chair,
yes.
I move that the minutes of the 2nd of June be adopted.
Thank you, Honorable Gumede. Any second?
Chairperson appearing, second over Gumede, which is a minute, may accept you a committee.
Shalibua, Honorable Piri, minutes adopted. The following minutes, Honorable Members, is on Wednesday, the 4th of November, 2020, the briefing by the Auditor General of South Africa on the audit outcomes for the Department of Public Enterprise for the 2019-2020 financial year. Briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises on its 2019-2020 annual report. Honorable members.
Chairperson, the name is Honorable Judith Chabalala. I move for the minutes to be adopted as presented and raised by the committee secretary. We were all in that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chabalala. Honorable Chabalala has proposed the adoption of these minutes. Is any second?
Mkwanazo here, I second.
Honorable Mkwanazo seconded. Honorable members, we are on Wednesday, the 6th of May 2020, briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises on the latest development in the state-owned companies. Can we adopt those minutes, honorable members?
Modula stulo lina la ka ke Carol Thiri ke tshitsinya hore committee ye e tlhakanetse o ba idumele minutes ye ka mogoeleng ka gona. Ke a leboga.
Ke a leboga, Honorable Piri. Is there any second?
Honorable Chairperson, Judith Chabalala, I second for the move to adopt the minutes as presented. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chabalala. And then we are on minutes of the 10th June, briefing by SAFCOL on update on the implementation of the turnaround plan and diversification program. Honorable members?
Honorable Chair.
Chair, I propose for the adoption of the minutes on the 10th of June 2020. Thank you.
That's Honorable Mkwanazi. Honorable Gumede.
Chair, I move that minutes of the 10th of June as proposed by Honorable Mkwanazi be supported and seconded.
Thank you so much, Honorable Gumede. Now we are on the 15th June consideration and adoption of the adjustment for budget report.
15th July.
Thank you. 15th July, Wednesday, 15th July 2020, Honorable Members, consideration and adoption of the adjustment budget report.
Modula stulo lina la ka ke Carol Pir ke acknowledge lor o na le prefect honorable Maud jo ke tsitsinya hore a re leng re adopt ya le bo
honorable Pir honorable Maud is not a prefect, he's a member of this committee. Thank you very much Order Blondau. Honorable Pir adopted. Any seconder?
Chabalala, I second the adoption. Thank you.
Honorable Chabalala, seconded. Portfolio Committee of Enterprise, Wednesday, 19 June 2020, briefing by the Department of Public Enterprises on progress made in addressing governance challenges in state-owned companies. Members?
Honorable Chairperson, Chabalala here. I move for the adoption of the minutes as presented and read by the Secretary. Thank you.
Yabulela, Honorable Chabalala. Ukhona obuthathayo?
Ndikhodazisa Jebo Judith Vamba. Mdura chiduro ndidzina langa ndipi Carol Phiri.
Yes. Honorable, of the 1st October 2020, briefing on the funding and governance challenges facing PNL. Honorable members, I see you, Honorable.
I move for the adoption of the minutes as per read by the Secretary.
Thank you. Any seconder?
Nikotendera na nabo mkhwanazi mdzura chiduro dzina langa Phiri.
Thank you, Honorable Phiri. Seconded. Honorable members, we are on the 24th, which was on Wednesday, June 2020. It was the joint meeting of the Portfolio Committee of Mineral Resources and Energy and the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprise, briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise and ESCOM on their respective responses to the Independent Electricity Management Operator Bill. Members?
Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Chabalala here. I move for the adoption of the sets of minutes of the June 2020, the joint meeting, as read and presented by the Secretary. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chabalala. Any seconder? Honorable Kumete?
I second the moves by Honorable Chabalala that these minutes be accepted.
Thank you, Honorable Kumede. We are on August, June 2020, briefing by the Department of Public Enterprise on the Independent Electricity Management Operator Bill.
Chairperson, it's not August, June. Let's clear that one. Let's clarify it.
I'm saying June. It's August 2020, 19 August 2020.
Yes, I move for the adoption of those minutes as presented and read by the Secretary. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Is there any seconder?
Mkhwanazi here. I second Honorable Chabalala.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhwanazi. Honorable members, the second last minute is Wednesday, the 27th May, 2020. Briefing by the Administrator on Forensic Investigation and Future Role of Alexco. Members? Yes,
well, wow, uburile kukuri, iwa deti yini. Nkombela kuri, ipumelana as committee.
Honorable Phiri proposed the adoption of this minutes as presented in the committee. Any seconder?
Chair.
That's my favorite comment. Honorable comment, that's my favorite language, that one. Presented by Honorable Phiri in South Africa. Can you come?
I second the motion as raised by Honorable Phiri that these minutes be accepted and adopted.
Yes. thank you, Honorable Kumed. The last minute presented by, I'm sorry, the last minute of the 31st June 2020, consideration of the petition from Jamestown Community. Honorable members.
Thanks, Chair. It's Mkwanazi. I move for the adoption of the minutes on the 31st June 2020. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mkwanazi. Any seconder?
Chair, Nina Carol Piri Nipumalera Nayena, Kenta, Namautu, Kujimisa, Nakent.
I didn't get this. Oh, I had this part. Honorable, and Mawoto didn't hear anything. Okay, but it's fine. But it's fine. Can we get a second?
Chairperson, Honorable Piri was seconding. I carry for Melana Nayo. You sure?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Shabalala. Honorable members, that is the end of all the adoption of the minutes. I think the last part of our program, we're supposed to be dealing with the adoption of this portfolio committee program, first term program. I think we all have the copies of this program. I don't know if it's possible for you, Secretary, to fly it here on the screen.
Yes, Chair, I can slide it.
Please do so. Thank you.
Should I go through it, Chair?
Yes, please, quickly.
Okay. The program starts next week, Chairperson, with the 3rd of February. Basically, it's one of the meetings that the committee have on progress that the department would brief us on state-owned companies in terms of what has been happening. Looking at, firstly, the reconfiguration of the alliance of the airlines. How far are they with SA Express and SAA? Update on companies that have not tabled their annual reports, which is Alexco, Danel and Safcall, and also impact of the COVID on the department and SOCs. But the committee can also look at what other updates should we specify for the department to come and brief us from the last time we met them to now. The meeting of the 10th of February, it's basically a meeting with Department of Defense and AMSCO on how the government can support the financial sustainability of Danel. This is emanate from the oversight visit that we had on Danel, where the company informed us that the reason that they are unable to produce and be sustainable is because there are no orders coming from government, which is AMSCO through the Department of Defense. And then the meeting of the 17th of February 2021, it's basically briefing by ESCOM on the impact of the coal prices, because the cost plus mines, electricity tariffs, and the escalating cost of the Busile Medupi on the performance of the company. On the coal prices, I think the committee have not really dealt with the matter in terms of what actually are the coal prices vis-a-vis the norm, and whether ESCOM is being charged more by who. The other issue is the issue of the cost plus mines to go into as to which cost plus mines are still there, what are the costs to come to ESCOM and things like those. The issue of the electricity tariffs, the impact on ESCOM and the consumers, the issue of the escalating cost of Medupi and Kosile. The members can include in any other matter relating to ESCOM that we can include in that particular meeting. The meeting of the 24th of February 2021, it's basically the annual reports that have not yet been tabled. The department, I'm not sure if these companies would have tabled by that time, because I have moved these meetings for later in February, which is the Danel annual report on the 24th of February 2021, the Alexco annual report on the 3rd of March 2021, and the SAFCOL annual report on the 10th of March. Then there's also the 17th of March, which is the briefing by trade and industry on legislative impediments affecting the efficiency of state-owned companies, particularly in advancing the developmental agenda. This one is informed by the responses that the committee usually get from ESCOM, Transnet, that whenever they are, the committee would raise issues in terms of why they are unable to advance in terms of the developmental program. Then they would raise the issues of the triple PFA, the issues of the BEE, the issue of PFMA. So there are many, and also issues that relate to their sector policies. Like at the ports, there is there are amendments that the Transnet used to say that there is a need for amendments with regards to the legislation that relate to the ports and other legislation. So the meeting is basically looking at what are those impediments so that the committee can see how they can assist the committee in terms of the state-owned companies with regards to that. And then there's also the oversight visits that were meant to be taking place in January and were postponed. So we have yet to put the dates on. That will be informed by when the committee is comfortable to travel, looking at the COVID-19 implications. But we will have to, the committee will advise in terms of when is the best time to go on the oversight visit. That is the answer, person.
Thank you, Secretary. Honorable members, that's the program. Can I get an indication from your side? I'm looking at the hands here. Honorable
Chairperson?
Yes. Thank you. I see you, Honorable Chabalala.
Thank you so much. Honorable Chair, let's welcome the proposed program as proposed. The first one, the 3rd of Feb, it's not written Wednesday, just for consistency, as all of them would have been written Tuesday, Wednesday, and so forth. So you just add Wednesday there. The 17th of February, the one that we are having with ESCOM, I will just add, Chairperson, that we also add load shedding as part of getting a briefing from ESCOM, just to understand the recent load shedding and the challenges thereof. I think it's very important. The 17th of March, I think if you can go to the 17th of March there, the 17th of March, it says trade and industry is the one that is briefing us on the legislative impediments affecting the SOEs. I think it would be important for us to also add the department so that the department is the one that is able to flag those challenges that are faced by the SOEs insofar as that legislative challenges, and that way trade and industry comes in to respond and we're able to have a fruitful meeting. Just lastly, Chairperson, if we can have also the content advisor notes, as much as we would taken this proposed program from the meetings that we've been having and issues that have been raised and the reports that we've been giving to Parliament, just for them to also give us a synopsis analysis as researchers in advance of this meeting, so that we'll also have a proper collection and we're able to gauge what are the issues that we've been raising over time since we started the 6th administration. And that said, Chairperson, I would like to move for the adoption with the amendments that one would have made if meetings agreed. Thank you.
Chair? Chair, can you hear me?
Is it Honorable Kasharia?
Yes, yes, Chair.
Yes, let's come in.
It's just a question. In this program that I'm looking at currently, First Term program, we do not have any particular input from on SAA from the business rescue perspective or for any developments there, and that is a concern to me, which I hope we can address. Also, a glaring omission is anything in terms of Transnet. So those, I'd hope that we could address those two issues. Can you comment?
Okay. Honorable members, you noted that Pisang, you would have to respond on that. Is there any other member want to say something before I give to the secretary? Okay, secretary.
Yes, Chairperson. I think on the issue of the first meeting of the third, we were hoping the department would be the one that give us that update on SAA and South African Express Airways. However, if the committee needs a meeting directly with the business rescue practitioners, it's up to the committee.
Is it possible to include among the issues that the department is supposed to present here, include that point on SAA business rescue practitioners?
Yes, Chairperson.
Okay. I saw you including all the areas of amendment from Honorable Shabalala.
I've done so.
Okay. Is any other point, Honorable Members, can we adopt it?
Honorable Chair? Chairperson?
Yes, I'm listening to you. Who's that?
Butchele.
Oh. Mduana, yes, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to get more information in terms of the overhead visit that has been postponed. As to exactly what do we mean by that? We mean we will postpone them indefinitely, and why is that? Because I believe that level 3 does not necessarily suggest that there should be no activity. It's only a matter of enforcing and making sure that COVID-19 protocols are here too. I just want to be sure, because even when we were at level 5, members of parliament were allowed to travel as and when required to do so. It's only just a matter of clarity seeking question for me to understand as to for how long are we going to suspend that. Thank you.
The suspension, Honorable Butelezi, has nothing to do with the levels. The reason that it was postponed is to do with exactly the exercise that we have just did pertaining the minutes. The Chair of Chairs asked us to adopt all our minutes first. Before, therefore, we will be trying to feature, as far as I'm concerned, all those that program of oversight visits.
Oh, thank you, Chair.
Secretary, am I correct?
You are correct, Chairperson. The second reason being that the request from certain members who were uncomfortable to undertake a visit under the pandemic now as it is. So the committee members can always advise us in terms of when can we take this visit. Is it, must we wait first for the February president's address, or we look at whether it's comfortable, they are comfortable to travel now?
Okay. Yes.
Shabalala here. Chair, I think on the program that was proposed, it says Alexco and Transnet right at the bottom, where it says date to be confirmed. One took it such that the administrative part from your office will be able to resuscitate the letters that were written since now we've adopted the minutes to the chair, the house chairperson, to request a visit. So from my side, I think the issue of the date, we can leave it to your office, from your office as the program, as is indicates the need for us to still continue with what we would have planned. For that said, chairperson, I think that's the point I wanted to raise, but also to move for the adoption of the report. Thank you, of the committee program. Thanks.
Okay. Honorable Shabalala is proposing the move of the program. Honorable Mawato, I saw your, I don't know whether you were just, there was an indication that you want to speak, but you remove it now. Is there any seconder?
Yes.
Come again? Honorable Buthelezi?
No. I didn't have anything to say, Chair.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Here now because the issue of oversight has been cleared for me. But
okay.
I was specifically inquiring in terms of the members' comfortability, which has been cleared, so I'm covered.
Okay.
I can second the adoption of the proposed program.
Thank you, Honorable.
Okay.
Now, Honorable Members, I think we reach the end of our session now. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for coming to this meeting, and we deal with the business of the day effectively and efficiently. Therefore, the meetings tend to be adjourned. Thank you so much.
Long live the chair.
When I tell you, come in a dog.
Dumela, TG. How are you? Compliments.
Compliments, my friend.
Compliments, my darling. Bye.
Bye-bye.